Welcome back to So What Page Are You On, Bae? This is the On The Go Book Club. We are in season 20. This is Kiki's book pick. All right, this is episode... What episode is this? This is episode 3, and we are reading Where Wild Peaches Grow, a novel by Cade Bentley. All right, if you want to grab it, check your local library first. Check Amazon, but you can get the audio. Casey and Kiki have the actual books, but then they got the audio because life, okay? And they were getting busy. So, I'm reading the actual book. It's not a hard read. Chapters are really quick. The tea is tea. We'll talk about it tonight. Of course, I'm the first one here. Casey and Kiki will be in here to talk about the book and adulting. Again, this is So What Page We On, Bae. On the Go Book Club in your pocket or on your watch. We appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. Find out more on shambypodden.com. There's a blog on there, Thick Grits and Pods. Okay, something for the morning, a quick read, quick motivator, depending on the article. We appreciate you and keep reading. All right, hold on. Let's wait for the crew. Here. That's good.
Hi.
Hi, Toby.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm just watching Spider-Man, Mommy.
Of course you are.
What you watching Spider-Man on?
On Disney.
Okay. You watching the movie or the TV show?
Yeah, I'm watching
the TV. It's the TV. Oh, okay. So I'm on my work hotspot talking to y'all.
Oh.
Did you respond to that email?
No. Because she addressed the team and I just started, so what she was talking about didn't apply to me.
And that's another thing I hate with work teams is they'll be talking to one person, but because they don't want one person to feel attacked, they generalize it like it's the whole team.
Yeah.
But you still have an etiquette, in my opinion, on how you talk to people.
No, if it's one person's issue, you need to address that one person, don't address the whole team.
Or a group of people.
My supervisor do that shit. He be saying some stuff, and I'm just like, dog, you talked about this in our one-on-one. I know you're talking about me, but you're trying to make me not feel bad. What you don't know is I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Like,
I personally don't care, sir. Like,
yes, I'm not offended that you had to say something to me.
Yeah. And I can't do no work tonight anyway because my internet is out, so.
Listen, I was the last hour, I was like, please, Lord, let this internet go out. I was laughing at me. Mm-hmm. I was like, when it be raining like this, I be hating being at the office. She was like, why? I said, because they be having the bomb generators. She was like, what is that? That means their power don't never go out.
Right.
I be sick.
Why couldn't it go out earlier today, child?
Hello. But today was slow, so it wasn't nothing. All right, y'all. So this is episode 3. And we're discussing chapters 4 through 7. Y'all finished?
I told you I got the audible today.
I didn't finish.
Okay.
I'm going to tonight, though.
Are you caught up on the updates, Casey?
Yeah, so I re-listened. Well, y'all know I didn't read. So I finished chapter 1 through the audible, and it went from 1 all the way through 7, so I stopped at the beginning of 8.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so I already told them the book and what episode we on, so I'm gonna just hop into it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So chapter 4 started with her being Nonut in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still like shocked at what her sister told her over the phone, but she didn't have a cry to give. And she basically got her man sitting in the front seat like, girl, what's wrong with you? And you're not going to say anything about that call or your family, because he's super family oriented. He's an only child. His parents are still together. And he's really about like hierarchy. Like, he's close with his grandma and she's the total opposite, because she distanced herself. So, he was like, Peaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she told him, like, that's what her family called her. And she remembered, like, Julia never called her that because she hated the nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts giving us the details in Mississippi, and it's, like, focused on Julia. Julia is the older sister. She married Nona's old lover, Marcus, but their marriage never worked out. But they had a kid together. Julia
So that was confirmed.
Yeah.
That, okay. Okay.
So Julia has a nerve to feel discarded by Nona and her mom because her mom left. But she resents Nona for leaving Marcus also because she feels like he was a good guy and he was nice to her. That's why she married him. And I'm just like, girl, would she marry him out of pity? Julia goes into her dad's house to clean up and prepare, because she's just like, I'm just gonna sell his properties, I'm gonna sell his things. And she's in there with her son, Jaden, which is Marcus and her kid. And her dad had rental properties, and I'm figuring out that Saginaw is Marcus's sister. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. This girl is like basically badgering her while she's in her dad's house. Like, are you going to call your sister and see if she's okay with you selling your dad's property?
She was like, oh, no. She wasn't related to Marcus. They went to school together. She was a white girl.
So what, she said something about my brother-in-law or some shit like that.
I didn't think that was his sister when I was...
I don't know.
Maybe I read that wrong. Or is she the sister of her first husband, which was that white man?
Probably.
Okay. Okay, that's probably what it is. And so she's basically going back and forth with her while she's in her dad's house, like, you know, I don't want to say this person's name. You know, I know it's going to bring up memories. And basically, Julia's like, bitch, I'm not trying to think about all of that. I'm not trying to be in my feelings. Stop bringing it up. Girl, get out. And so she's like rushing her out. And the girl is like, you know, I'm here for you if you need it. And then she has like a little tear, but then she like wipes it away just to not be bothered by it. And then I find out Julia marries her sister's fiance, which is Marcus. I'm just like, first of all, I thought it was like, oh, you just married your sister's lover, but they were a fiance type of situation. You married him. That's dirty work. I'd be like, bitch, I'm not talking to you either.
I would have left my hometown too, though.
The audacity out of everybody. That's what you would have married.
Right.
Very nasty word.
And then we get to hear, like, as Julia's thinking back through everything and what she's really mad at and what's really making her upset, it's not really about her dad dying because she's been taking care of him since he had his first stroke. It's really about the fact that she realizes now she has nobody. Her dad's gone, which was basically the only parent that stuck by her. Her mom left when they were younger and basically promised to come back, and she never came back. So she feel abandoned by her mom. Kat, she wouldn't even call her mom, or she disassociated with her being that. And she's mad at her sister for leaving because she felt like her sister should have been there to comfort her. But bitch, are you not gonna recognize the role you played in that? So then I find out Marcus and Julia have the kid, and they're not married anymore. So that kind of like made me feel like, okay, Nona if Nona comes back, which I know she is, she don't have to deal with that type of tension with them still being together. At least they're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, fast forward in chapter 5, Nona decided to drive from Chicago to a woman's house. Okay, they didn't say who at first. And Gary, Indiana, I'm just like, who the hell house she going to just so they could take her to the airport? That's weird. Girl, fast forward. She pull up to this house where she's just like, I always feel at home here. I don't feel lost. And it's her mama house. So her mama is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Gary, Indiana. She's not dead. Her name is Kat Hawthorne. She does not have her dad's last name. And she went there so she can basically park her car and her mom could drive her to the airport.
Oh, girl, I missed all that.
She did not want to talk about her dad's death, but her mom knew, like, this is why you're here. I'll drop you off. And it was just, like, cut and dry. Her boo, Eric, was kind of irritated because she didn't leave a chance for him to be the one to take her to the airport. She didn't give him no flight details. He wanted to be there for her, and she was basically mad at herself because she felt like she was distancing herself from him, but she really didn't want to, but she didn't know how to be in her current life with him and also manage the life she left with her family, so she didn't want him really involved.
I think he was still grieving.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's like this. You know when you really care about somebody mm-hmm. and they care about you, but there's something that's really bothering them and they just push you away even though they really want somebody mm-hmm. to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what she was doing. Chapter 6 and 7 come around. We get into the fact that Julia blames her mom and Nona for a lot of her choices that she made, which I'm just like, girl, bitch, what?
Right.
You have to take some ownership. Mm-hmm. She blames her mom for her failed marriages. She mentioned marrying Bissette Brown, which is a white man that was basically a charmer. That was a failed marriage. It sounds very, like, abusive. But she didn't really go into a lot of detail. She blames the fact that Nona left and Marcus was so messed up about it that she felt bad. And because he treated her nice, she married him. It's just not a reason. That is not a reason. But anywho, she talks about her dad having a stroke and how he would like key. The day the doctors tell me I can't have eggs and whatever for breakfast is the day I'm ready to die. And she was like, well, your doctor already told you you can't have eggs and such for breakfast. So she would joke with him and be like, oh, you having cholesterol for breakfast? And he'd be like, yep. So he's had multiple strokes. And I think that's how he died, was him having another stroke. But they didn't say, like, plainly that's how he died. But they just mentioned he had his first stroke. And going through her dad's things, she finds a box. And the box that she finds is a picture of Nona when she went on her first date with Marcus that Julia
triggering.
Which was triggering. And she was just like, look at this bitch. Basically, how happy she looked type shit. And she finds a picture of her mom that her dad kept. And she was like, why is this man always trying to run towards or keep people who don't even want to be, who don't even want him? That's how she's thinking about it. And so she's irritated looking at the fact that he kept these pictures in this box. And her son basically walks into the room and was just like, what's for breakfast? And she basically like, ugh, nigga, he's a teenager. You can't say good morning, what's for breakfast? And he was just like, well, what are you doing? And she was like, well, I thought you were going to be here to help me go through your grandfather's things because I need to straighten up in here to prepare for company. And he was like, what company? And he was like, what is that? She was like, take this trash out. He was like, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. He was like, you could at least keep the pictures. And she was like, basically, for what? But I don't think she shared with her son about his grandmother or his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. So she vaguely talked to him about the fact that there's pictures in there of his aunt and his grandmother. And then he was like, well, I'm not staying here to help you clean because I'm going with my dad to help him at the bar. I guess his dad has a bar or whatever. He gonna help him because that's where they have the repass. And she was like, well, that's why I let you stay out of school so you could help me. He was like, no, I chose to stay home because I was sad about my grandpa dying, not to help you type shit. And she was like, well, you never told me your dad is coming. And then who walk in? Marcus. Marcus, Mr. Marcus. So she... She over there in the mirror trying to straighten her hair and shit. Girl, he's not chicken for you no more. So she there trying to fix her hair and shit because he had the door. And he was just like, the door was open. And he was just like, I'm here to pick him up because he's going to help me at the bar. And then it leaves that whole scene. She watches as they leave. Then it goes into Nona. Nona basically talks a little bit about the Wild Peaches and where they were and how she was told that the peaches grew there from when the slaves were basically, I guess, hiding out or during the Union or something.
I thought that was something that she was saying when she was in the ditch.
Yeah.
That her dad had to come brought her out of.
Right.
Like when they were going, like when they were doing a flashback.
Yes. So she was having like this flashback of her dad, her being stuck in the ditch or whatever, and her dad helping her, and basically how she got the name Peaches. Mm-hmm. And then she talked about seeing a casket. So, did she go see her dad first?
She went to the dad's house to go. Well, she went to the funeral home to look at, to see the dad.
So that's where she had the flashback.
Yeah, because the, because in the book it said that the peaches, quote unquote, were at the Devil's Punch Bowl. That's okay. Where the funeral home was.
Okay.
I remember the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Okay. So she went to go see the dad first. She talked about how he looked. And then she went to go see her meemaw. And her meemaw had this illusion of thought that she's gonna stay here. We're talking about, where's your suitcase? And she was like, I didn't bring my suitcase. I'm staying somewhere else. And she was like, no, after you eat this food, you're gonna go lay down and then you're gonna be here till Monday. Mm-hmm. And she basically like, girl, whatever. And so she sees her and her grandma's neighbor, and they talking about how her grandma didn't really like light-skinned people, but she liked Julia and her. And,
no, she liked Julia. She liked Kat, their mama.
Yeah, but she was like, basically Julia was either lighter or darker than Kat or something like that.
No, Julia looked like the mom, and Peaches looked like the dad.
Okay. And oh, Julia did talk about how close she was with her mom. Like they were like friends type of, like whenever she would go out with her dad, she would be the one to put on her necklace and confide in her or wherever. And at the end of chapter 7, her grandma alluded to having a guest, but it ain't say who was there. And that's and that's how that ended.
And also, when Marcus was in the house, Julia told him that they were arguing about the son either staying at the house with her and cleaning up, or going with the dad. And the mom and Julia said that a guest was there, was cleaning up the house for guests. And Marcus was like, who's your guest? Mm-hmm. And he was looking, thinking it was going to be Peaches. And she said they never said her name. But they'll make references of her. Mm-hmm. And Julia was like, I don't even know if she's coming. If she does come, I don't even know if she's staying here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which is so weird, because just like, damn, every time this person's name come up, we have to remember what we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though they're not married no more, it's like they got a kid, so it's a constant reminder.
Yes. Which will explain, like, I don't know if Nona and her nephew have a relationship or not. I don't think they do, but you automatically made a relationship that ain't have to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? Because y'all not even married no more, but choices were made.
Right.
So again, I feel like, okay, now we get to see the thinking behind the characters and why they feel how they feel a little bit. But we still haven't really gotten to the brain of Nona on how she feels about the situations that went on. I want to know why the mom left and didn't come back, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're just in Gary, Indiana, and just like, fuck it, I'm not going back. And I want to know why the mom only talks to Nona. That's what I want to know. And
well, is Nona the only one receptive to talking to the mom? Because I'm quite sure she reached out to Julia, and Julia's like, nah, bitch, you left us.
I don't think she reached out to Julia, because Julia told the girl, the white girl that was at the house, she was like, she's dead to me. And if she's alive, then a part of me kind of wants to know why, but it's still unforgivable that you left and you never kept your word and came back. So Julia doesn't know. So I feel like Nona's the only one that knows
why she left.
Why she left, and that she's alive and thriving. And the fact, how the fuck you know your mom's alive and thriving, and your man don't even know.
Right.
That's weird. Because she didn't tell Eric that, oh, I'm going to my mom. She could drop me off. She was just like, I'm going here and this person's going to drop me off. Who are you picking over me to take you to the airport? Like, that's weird. And that's it. So next read will be, next discussion will be July 1st, which is a Tuesday. Chapters 8 through
12. Ooh, a Tuesday.
Yeah.
July 1st.
Yeah. Mm. Came and went, honey.
Bills due the 1st.
Listen, ooh. I'm sick of it.
Man, fuck them bills.
I wish I could say that, but then I wouldn't have a home.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm over it. But yeah. It was an interesting read. Anya was like, are you reading for your book club? I said, yes. She was like, what's happening? I said, Anya, don't be that person. Let me read. Arya came back from Disney World.
How does she like it?
She FaceTimed me today. She's like, hey, girl, I'm back. I said, you look kind of toasty. She was like, you know, yeah.
It's the hey girl for me.
I was like, I heard you got family over there. She's like, yeah, they're all here. So Kia texted me. She was like, I forgot to tell you that we're back. I said, how was it? She was like, it's good, but a lot of my little cousins are here, so I'll have the kids until the 4th. So if Ari wants to stay and you're not doing anything, she could stay. I said, girl, you could have her.
Right.
But I was like, let me not make plans without her dad feeling like he included. So I texted him today. I said, I know Ari did where your family or whatever. She could stay if she don't want to be at the shop next week because I got to go to the office. And he still hasn't responded. He's so weird.
Well, girl, yo-ho. You know yo-ho.
I know. It's like, why are you acting like that?
Yeah.
Ari was like, she was like, did you tell my dad that you and I broke up? I was like, no. She was like, why not? I said, why do I need to? I said, I like the fact that he don't give me pushback. I like the fact that there's a little distance. She was like, well, maybe he'll be nicer and he won't have an attitude. I said, he don't need to have an attitude in the first place. She was like, well, you know, now, like, that you and Rob together, he gonna be liking to drop me or, like, come in the house. He just leave me at the door with my stuff. Maybe he might want to come in. That's a girl. I don't want him to come in. I was like, all right, you're messy. She was like, I'm just trying to keep the peace. I said, that's fine. I said, don't worry about it. I said, that man will be okay. All right, isn't that? And then Rob was like, why did you tell her? You didn't have to tell her. You could have just told her I have to work or something. I said, boy, ain't nobody in here worried about you. But I was like, I told her just in case we don't talk like we used to and she keep asking. But what's so stupid to me is the only thing that has changed is that was said. You know, that, you know, he don't feel like he could properly be in a relationship while he got shit going on. And I was like, okay, fine, but sir, you still call me. We still talk. It's just like we know it's a limit to it. So that's what makes it different, but sir, whatever makes you feel better.
Oh.
Nigga, wasn't nobody pressuring you. I just kind of feel like and it's not like Chantal has to stop her roster because Chantal don't do roster. Like, if I don't like niggas, I don't like niggas. Okay? Right. And when I do like somebody, I like one person. I'm not a, oh, I like you, and you type of person. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's stopping anything, but at the same time, it kind of like parks my feelings because I'm the type of person where I spent a long time not even thinking about being in a relationship with somebody, and then I allowed myself to be open to it. And then you basically came in and you put a barricade on the possibilities of me doing shit that people would do in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like I'm left with like feelings in my hand and nowhere to put it.
Aww. That's how I feel.
Aww.
And it's not like I don't like him anymore. I do, but I just know it's limited and it needs to be limited for your comfort. And I'm not going to be doing girlfriend shit to somebody who ain't my nigga.
Facts.
Yeah,
so, I'm just like, dog. Okay, whatever. Whatever.
I told you he started something that he couldn't keep up.
Yes, and I told him that. And I'm just like, that's why I told you at the beginning. When I do talk to men, I'm cool with them first. Like, I'm friends with you first. He was like, well, when I talk to you and you know when you talk to me, you didn't want to, you wasn't thinking being friends. I said, I wasn't, but I was willing to slow walk it.
Yeah.
You were like, no, this is what I want to do. And you were taking the initiative like you can handle it. But I also understand why you're at a point where you feel like it's too much, too. And so, you know, just Shan out here collecting hearts. Oh, my God. I'm just like, oh, this is a mess. But other than that, ain't shit going on. I got all of Anya's school supplies.
No. Girl, it's so early.
I know, I ordered her uniforms. Because already, when I was ordering her uniforms, a lot of the stuff is out of stock. Because she needs like a 18 plus, because her legs are long, and pants. And
that's so crazy.
Her polos and her cardigan is not like something I could go in Walmart and buy or Target. It has to have the
school. The logo on it.
Mm-hmm. So I have to order it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be here by next week.
Girl, they can't give y'all no patches to iron them shits on.
That's mm-hmm. what Rob said. Rob said, you could make that. You could just put it or order in this and then, nigga, ain't nobody doing that.
They gonna find out and send your child back out that front door.
But you know what's so crazy? The adding the logo on was just like an extra
$5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever.
Bitch, I sent my child to public school because I ain't got no money for private school. What the fuck make you think I got money for uniforms?
Listen. But, whatever. The only thing that don't have to have the logo on it is like her pants. Her pants and her skirt.
Oh, well, if the pants had to have the uniform the logo on it, that would have been dumb.
Yeah.
That's how Kobe's old school was. The pants had to have a logo on it.
That's crazy.
The pants and the shorts.
The greens. Mm. Because, what'd you call it? They got their uniform stuff out.
Walmart. He wore it old school.
But yeah, that's it. Ain't nothing else going on.
And the biggest dilemma I got in my life is trying to figure out if when I go pick up that dessert tomorrow, if I want to buy some extra shit to bring home for myself, or just wait and see what everybody else do with the desserts at work and just bring that home. I might just get a slice of red velvet and bring it home, just in case everybody eat up all the red velvet cupcakes.
Sounds about right. Didn't I tell you I'm recording? Don't come bother me. It's been annoying me.
Hey, how are you, girl?
Hey. She's been coming here at night.
Night, what? I'm coming here at night with what?
Her teepees.
Oh.
What?
Her teepees.
Oh.
Stop. She been scratching me.
Hi, Aria.
Hi. I'm coming next week.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You were
Don't tell them to cut the water. Stop!
The what?
Cover the water. Here. Is it done?
Yeah.
I gotta go get some water.
No, it's actually not done.
Then go cover it. Go away. I don't need you to break my hanger.
Why did you pinch me?
Why did you scratch me?
You tried to...
I gotta get off of me!
That's good.
I really want ice cream.
I
want cake.
No, you don't.
What you want, Kobe?
Cookie.
Uh-huh. Ooh, we got cookie dough.
Cookies sound good, too.
Cookies do sound good, baby.
I got a cookie at home, too.
Mm. I need to stop.
Mommy, I just want some attention.
I'm doing
something. She wants some attention.
She is so annoying. It's like having a sister.
Can I get it?
No. Jesus Christ.
Mommy!
Who called my name?
What?
Who called my name?
Who called my name?
Nobody called your name.
Right.
I was calling for her mom.
It's almost 9 o'clock. That's crazy.
I know.
Go change your litter.
I don't want to go to the office tomorrow.
I don't want to work tomorrow.
At 2.
Every time I get off work, I'll be like, one work day down, 3 more to go. I'm just going to count it off.
Mm-hmm. On Thursday.
I'm going to do enough for me.
Mm-hmm. My sister put in her 2 weeks.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? The one with the girls?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
She don't want to work anymore. She don't want to worry.
No. Must be nice.
Let me tell you something. Even though my days off around my birthday was wet, I enjoyed not having to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that.
She want to spend the summer with her kids, with her children.
Makes sense.
What was she doing?
X-ray tech.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She'll go back to work eventually, but right now she just want to be like out.
She want to be outside.
She don't want to go into the office every day.
Well, I mean, that's what you got to do when you're X-ray tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even since COVID, them eye doctors are still using video to do your exam.
The telehealth thing?
But they be in the office on video doing your exam.
Oh, mm-hmm. I go to the eye doctor.
I do too.
That's what I'm talking about. So last time I took Anya to get her eye exam, she was on the machine. There's like a person to put the machine there, but the doctor is on the screen on a video.
No, mm-hmm.
My doctor was in my face.
In the office.
Oh,
yeah.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I got my eyes checked, the doctor was there.
Yeah, same.
I said, it ain't COVID no more. Why are you on the screen?
Same.
I do telehealth for other stuff, but
I did a telehealth for my CT scan. They ain't find shit.
Hmm.
You did telehealth after you did your CT scan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
To go over the results.
Oh, I was about to say, bitch, I know there wasn't no CT scan over the phone.
No, I wish I could do that shit over the phone.
Mm-mm.
I wish they could have.
You know what telehealth would come in handy? When you pregnant, you don't want to go to them stupid ass appointments at the end.
Man. Mm-hmm.
The wet out, but pop my vagina up on that screen. You see anything?
I don't know, because pregnancy is too unpredictable for a damn
telehealth. It is, but you know at the end where they be like, each week you need to come in here so I can see if you're dilated or not. Nothing was happening. I just felt like I was just going just to go. I said, these are stupid appointments. Just tell me to call you when I feel something wet.
Right.
But lately, there's been a lot of women talking about their after labor, what they got to pay out of pocket for after the insurance.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Lady Bill went from $4,000 for her stay for the 3 days and her newborn stay to $8,000-something.
Girl, mine was $100,000.
I said, that's crazy.
$107,000. Okay, you know, what you call it no more on IG.
What? Oh, no, no. She didn't come back. She took a hiatus.
Because I posted the video on my story. Chantal, you might get it. It might be very entertaining to you to go look at it.
What video?
Oh, it's a video that I just reposted from somebody else that's talking. You know how, like, people do those travel videos? Mm-hmm. One person did about traveling to the United States.
Oh, God. The ghetto. The ghetto.
It's like, about, do you want to go to one of the most dangerous countries in the world? Come with me or I'll travel to the United States.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It can happen at any time.
Mm-mm. Guns and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that tonight. My sweet tooth is kicking my ass right now.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had any sugar all week.
I had a donut
earlier
today.
I don't need no sugar, but I want it. It's been a week.
Nobody needs sugar.
It really has been a week.
And the week just fucking started.
Okay, it's Tuesday.
Like, my blood pressure was so high yesterday, I was on a walk.
Oh, God.
I had to go for a walk. And it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday, but we're going to do it. It's going to work out. I wish I lived next to a bakery I could walk to so I don't feel as guilty.
Man, listen.
Okay, at least let me walk it off there and back.
So, no, like that ass.
So bad.
I wish.
Like, you know how when you go through Midtown, it'd be like those little shops everywhere. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Just let my neighbors be further apart. Speaking of neighbors, so in McDonough, there's like this huge lake that I always pass, and there'd be houses around there. I was like, I'm going to go in there one day. I went in there on Monday. Mm-hmm. Them houses?
Yeah. Homes?
Jesus. I'm just like, damn. I said, these people really got money. It's so, their houses are so pretty. Like, not only is the back huge, but the front is huge before you get to the house. And it's not gated, which is so crazy. Like, house is not gated, but everybody have their own gate. It's so
that pretty. Was us driving through Brookhaven on Sunday.
So I love Brookhaven.
I said, what in the what? Like, what in the geez?
It's a little what?
I said if I ever was to win the lottery, I said I'm buying a house in Brookhaven.
Yeah, Brookhaven is nice.
It's a big community of Hasidic Jews over there.
I don't give a shit.
I said, Jesus, this is like New York.
But I remember when it wasn't like much over there, but today.
There's always no matter what city you go to, there's always like a small little pocket of like Jewish people.
Yeah.
They only hire their own for everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm just here for the extra days off.
I just want dessert.
Listen, it is 8:51, so if we gonna get dessert, let's get to it.
I know.
You get some water before it starts raining again.
I think what I'm going to just do is I'm going to just eat an apple with some peanut butter.
You are a trooper, and I have apples and peanut butter in here, but...
I do too, but I'm going to have mine with some Nutella.
Well, I don't have peanut butter. I have almond butter.
Oh, even better.
Right.
Because, again, I'm picking up those desserts for work tomorrow.
Okay, so you don't want a double dessert.
Right. I don't want a double dip.
Boundaries.
I feel like it'll be just a nice little treat for today and tomorrow, but do it tomorrow, because tomorrow's the last day in office.
I could make me a yogurt bowl.
Do have yogurt here, too, but I already had one of those.
Yogurt, peanut butter, strawberries, and some granola.
I go to the grocery store and I buy my stuff. Anya eats all her snacks in one night.
And then, does she?
Yeah, and then complains to me and say, why did you buy that yogurt for yourself if you're not eating it? Girl.
Ooh, trife.
I can eat my stuff on my time. But then I thought about it and I said, who did this to my mother? Me.
Oh, so you getting your lick back.
Exactly. The Lord thank you, Sonny.
That's what it sound like.
Because Jennifer was infamous for buying a bag of Skittles and taking 3 months to eat it. And I'd be like, girl, you don't want this. Give it to me.
Oh, no. Karen wasn't that girl.
My God. I was like, girl, you don't want this for real?
My mom bought some sweet shit. She ate it right then and there.
No, not my mom. My mom be like, let me get a piece of chocolate and put it up. Girl, what?
Chocolate do sound good.
I have chocolate, but it's like the 90% dark chocolate, so it's not as sweet as I want it to be.
Vanilla's my favorite.
No. It's mine too, Kobe.
No.
That's all right, though, because I'm picking out tomorrow.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
I've never seen you eat not one or one of those before.
Tootsie Rolls, like the green ones are so good, or the yellow ones are good.
Oh, he's on the two kind.
Oh, so you're trying to be a liar.
I've never seen him eat a Tootsie Roll before.
You're over here calling Kobe a liar. I ain't never seen you eat no Tootsie Roll. You're a liar.
Right.
I guess.
Alright, y'all.
Alright. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Kobe.
Good night.
Good night.